USA Radio News.
Today during the daily White House press briefing, much of the conversation and much of the questions revolved around Rudy Giuliani's comments made over the last 24 hours. Let's take a listen as Sarah Sanders addresses those comments.
When it comes to the other, the last instance that you mentioned, as Mayor Giuliani stated, this wasn't something that was initially known, but later learned. And again, we give the best information possible at the time, and we're going to continue to do that every single day.
A Frontier Airlines employee was stabbed to death today when he got in a fight with a coworker on the tarmac at Philadelphia International Airport. The workers got into an argument earlier this morning on the tarmac, and the injured worker was taken to the hospital with a stab wound to the stomach, but he later died. Today, President Donald Trump celebrated the National Day of Prayer by outlining steps that the administration is doing to safeguard religious freedoms. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Michael Caputo is a former President Trump campaign aide. Now, he just sat down with Special Counsel Robert Mueller for an interview regarding the 2016 presidential election. He's been making the media rounds, and he said and talked about what the focus of a lot of his questioning all pertained to.
I learned they're still looking at Russian collusion. They're still looking for it. While I wouldn't be asked about charges of obstruction or asked about financial crimes, I was there during the time when they believed that Russian collusion was initiated. That would be the only thing that they would ask me about. That certainly is the only thing we talked about.
Camille Cosby, Bill Cosby's wife of 54 years, blasted his accusers, the prosecutors in the case, and the media as being lynch mobs and seeking mob justice today in her first official statement from the Cosby household since the ex-TV icon was found guilty of sexual assault. The three-page statement was emailed to media earlier today by a Cosby spokesman. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Rudy Giuliani's admission Wednesday night that President Donald Trump reimbursed his lawyer for paying off an adult film star was part of a larger strategy. That's at least according to New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
You know, there's an old saying in the law, hang a lantern on your problems, right? So he comes in, he knows that there's been different stories being told about this payment and how it was made. So the fact is that Rudy has to go out there now and clean it up. That's what lawyers get hired to do. So he goes out there and he puts it out rather than having some reporter give breaking news that the president reimbursed it. So it's a typical thing to do.
Some lawmakers believe President Trump deserves a huge global award. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Given the strides made already with U.S.-North Korean relations, some Republican lawmakers are serious about the president deserving to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Reports are 18 Republican Congress members have sent a letter to the Nobel Prize Committee recommending Trump for the world's most coveted human rights honor. That letter was penned by Indiana Congressman Luke Messer, who says President Trump has worked tirelessly to apply maximum pressure on North Korea to bring peace to the region and the world. Democrats against the idea. Some say the world is no safer because of Trump, and the Nobel Peace Prize should not be a partisan gaming opportunity.
With 27 more women accusing former news anchor Charlie Rose of sexual misconduct, a report today calls into question CBS News' claim that his behavior was a surprise before he was fired last November. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.